KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 21 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast is calling for sunny to partly sunny skies today and a high of 53. In the news, police in Red Oak say they're investigating the theft of personal items reported stolen from an apartment. Authorities say a Red Oak woman reported Tuesday afternoon a person or persons entered her unlocked apartment on North 7th Street and took prescription drugs Adderall and Alprazolam and some miscellaneous jewelry out of her purse. The items were valued at a little more than $100. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to call Red Oak Police. I'll have more news in just a moment.
This is Jason from the parts department at Lindeman Tractor. It's that time again. Time for the Big Blue Planter Parts Sale. You'll find great prices on all your Kinze parts this year, like disc openers for just $21, and that includes the bearing and dust cap. 3/4-inch wavy coulter blades are $21.50, and graphite is just $4.75 for 1-pound bottles, and $16.50 for 5-pound jugs. So don't buy your planter parts anywhere before checking with us. Offer good through February 28th. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlanta.
And in the news, an Audubon man arrested on drug and firearms charge in April of 2013 pled guilty to the charges Monday and faces sentencing on April 14th. 45-year-old Joel Corey Brannon agreed to plead guilty to amended felony charges of possession of a controlled substance, 2 counts, marijuana and methamphetamine, conspiracy to deliver a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of a firearm as a felon. A fourth charge of habitual offender was dismissed. Brannon and 23-year-old Desiree Elliott, also of Audubon, were taken into custody on April 19th of 2013 after a search warrant was executed at a residence on North Division Street in Audubon. A pretrial conference for Elliott will take place March 31st, with trial set for April 15th. Two men from Cass and Adair counties were sentenced last Friday in Council Bluffs to a combined 15 years in prison. 35-year-old Ajacina Cordero of Atlantic was sentenced to 5 years in prison after pleading guilty in October to a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. He admitted to obtaining meth from South Omaha, Nebraska, and then selling it around the Atlantic area and to a person in Polk City. Cordero was sentenced to 60 months in prison. A person who worked with him, Paul Jessen, had already been sentenced to over 10 years in prison for distributing meth. And 49-year-old Jason Steckelberg of Fontenelle was sentenced Friday to 10 years in prison. Steckelberg pled guilty in November to possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Court records show he obtained meth from South Omaha, Nebraska, to bring back to sell in Adair and Cass County. Steckelberg was stopped by police in April, and they found over 4 pounds of meth in the car, along with cash and other drug-related items. He was sentenced to 120 months in federal prison. A Council Bluffs man was sentenced last week in Pottawatomie County to more than 6 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. District Court Judge Stephanie Rose handed down the 77-month sentence against 35-year-old Patrick Lawrence Estrada, who must also serve 3 years of supervised release following his incarceration. Estrada pled guilty to the charge on November 1st. The charge was the result of an investigation conducted by the Council Bluffs Police Department into a disturbance at a retail store on April 21st of 2013. The investigation determined that Estrada possessed a .40-caliber Springfield semi-automatic firearm in his car's glove box. Estrada has been prohibited from possessing a firearm since 2003. The investigation was conducted by the Council Bluffs Police, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and his case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors Tuesday voted to approve new security measures at the courthouse in Council Bluffs. The Omaha World Herald reports 3 metal detectors and 1 x-ray machine will be placed in the middle of the main lobby. Anyone coming into the Pott County Courthouse will eventually have to go through the metal detectors and, if necessary, x-ray machines in the building lobby before continuing to their destination. The county board voted 3-2 to approve the new security measures, which had support from law enforcement and judicial officials. The new equipment will initially cost a little more than $387,000. The Atlantic Police Department reported the arrest on Monday of 19-year-old Philip Thompson of Lewis. Thompson was taken into custody for violation of a no-contact order or protective order. The man was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. And a traffic stop on Interstate 80 Saturday in Cass County resulted in the arrest of 2 Nevada residents on drug charges. Sheriff's officials report a Cass County deputy pulled over a vehicle on I-80 westbound near the 67-mile marker, and as a result of an investigation, arrested 32-year-old Amanda Lynn Mesler of Sparks, Nevada, on a charge of possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Another occupant of the vehicle, 46-year-old Benjamin Michael Fielder of Wadsworth, Nevada, was arrested on two counts of possession of a controlled substance and one count of possession of drug paraphernalia. Mesler and Fielder were taken to the Cass County Jail, where they were released later that day on $2,000 and $3,000 bonds, respectively. News time is 7:12.
This is Jason from the Parts Department at Lindeman Tractor. It's that time again. Time for the Big Blue Planter Parts Sale. You'll find great prices on all your Kinze parts this year, like disc openers for just $21, and that includes the bearing and dust cap. 3/4-inch wavy coulter blades are $21.50, and graphite is just $4.75 for 1-pound bottles, and $16.50 for 5-pound jugs. So don't buy your planter parts anywhere before checking with us. Offer good through February 28th. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlanta.
In the funeral announcements, retired Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Brian Nielsen, age 53, a native of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Urbandale. A funeral service for Thomas B. Nielsen will be today at 9 o'clock at the Caldwell Raddatz Funeral Home in Urbandale. Verlene Anderson, age 92, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Verlene Anderson will be held today at 10:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Michelle Miller Woods, age 39, of East Moline, Illinois, and formerly of Greenfield, died February 12th. Funeral services for Michelle Miller Woods will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with the Steenfield Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Margaret McNaught Rhodes, age 93, formerly of Guthrie Center, died February 10th in Aurora, Colorado. Graveside services for Margaret Rhodes will be today at 1 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Shirley J. Frederickson, age 82, of Linden, died Sunday. Funeral services for Shirley Frederickson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Leland Landon, age 83, of Atlantic, died Sunday at ALRC. Funeral services for Leland Landon will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Violet Meyer, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Grant, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Violet Meyer will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Catherine Booman Shomers, age 82, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial service for Catherine Shomers will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Muriel Joyce Frevert, age 83, of Audubon, died February 14th at the Friendship Home. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Muriel Frevert will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Clive. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Richard L. Dick Granger, age 85, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Per his wishes, Dick Granger was cremated. There will be no visitation or services, but condolences may be left on the HockenberryFamilyCare.com website. And that is a check of the news this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.